And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two on Let's Talk Hookup, right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Pete Gray here and Rock Cod Rick Mexa. And we have great guests here from Dana War Sportfish, Captain Brian Woolley, Marcus Bailey, talking some fishing and giving away some great prizes.
Man, you're not kidding. This has been a great show. I love it. Talking all kinds of great fishing, lots of good stuff going on. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, man, we are giving away such a killer prize. Huge thanks to Woolley. Huge thanks to Marcus and the whole staff and the family at Dana War Sport Fishing for an awesome opportunity. Again, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win 2 3-quarter-day passes on any 3-quarter-day trip out of Dana War Sport Fishing. Another lucky caller is going full-day fishing on board the Fury. A great, great opportunity. Yeah. Again, if you want to get your shot at those great prizes, 213-432-1090. Also, you can text the show. We've been having great text this morning. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and send your questions through. But again, if you want to give us a call, you want to get your shot at those great prizes, 213-432-1090.
All right, here's an interesting text that comes from the Dana White Boys. White sea bass season is here. Does the Some Fun or the Fury offer any type of specialized white sea bass trip? And can you talk about any tips on catching white sea bass? And what is the best setup for using white sea bass? That's from Todd. And Todd from Costa Mesa has a lot of questions.
I also want to know what day.
That was yesterday's show, right? You know, we don't, on the Sun Fun, run any sea bass specific trips. You know, where we fish, there's certainly always the opportunity to catch them. And some of those ones that we do catch from time to time are, you know, generally they're all over 40-pound fish. Yeah. They're like nice ones, you know, solid fish in the kelp.
Coastal tankers.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, setups go and whatnot, I mean, it seems like it's always the guy fly lining the sardine on 12-pound line that gets bit, you know. It's like the random deal for sure. So ours is just bycatch. We're not targeting it for sure. Marcus, maybe.
From time to time. It really depends. I mean, I would say sea bass fishing is very specific. You know, you want to be on a quiet boat, preferably with no generator, smaller boat, you know, fishing the shallows and whatnot, say at Catalina. I mean, for us, more or less bycatch, you know. Like I talked before, if we're in the cove soaking squid on the bottom, I mean, sometimes you catch sea bass instead of yellowtail. But for us, I would say we more or less bycatch.
You know? Yeah.
We try, but a 65-foot boat versus a 30- or 40-foot boat, big difference.
Now, on the Fury, will you a lot of times get live squid?
Yeah. We do our best to make squid, or we're very close with some of the commercial guys as well that we can work something out.
Yeah.
But we definitely focus on trying to get squid, especially in the spring, early spring and summertime.
Summertime. And what's the best rig?
Best rig, like,
just fly line?
Either fly line if they're eating sardines or something. I mean, like I said, for us, it's more or less fish in the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
You're on the squid grounds with a one or two squid on your hook, a couple feet up off the bottom.
Dropper loop.
On a dropper loop rig. And, you know, that fish will come through. You know, you get a school of yellowtail or a school of sea bass, more or less.
Yeah.
You know, and occasionally we'll catch one here and there. With one guy up on the bow on the anchor, you know, fishing for bass or yellowtail, and one guy's on the bow and catches one that way, too.
That's cool. So. All right. Well, hey, another great text came through. It says, two of the class skippers out of Dana War Sport Fishing, I fished with them both on the CCA Day and a Half Challenge, which the Fury won, he might add. Just want to know if Marcus is going to be running much in the way of open party Day and a Half this year. That's from Craig in Mission Viejo.
Craig, cool. I know. Okay. Right now, I do have the March schedule up, which I have all overnights. We're going to kind of feel it out the first week of March, see what the conditions are like, see what the fishing's like, see what the draw is, and who knows, you know, hopefully we'll be fishing as well. But, yes, there is some day and a half in the works. I would say probably count in April or so, maybe towards the end of March. day and a half for us, give her the longer range to go fish Cortez Bank or fish the Tanner Bank, you know, for, I mean, better quality rockfish and the potential of maybe yellowtail or something there in the early season.
So the difference between, like, Willie and I are thinking about putting a charter together. We're going to go in the Fury.
Yeah.
The deciding factor on an overnight versus a day and a half, is it distance of run? Is it fishing time throughout the day? Like, what's the reason you pull the trigger on one versus the other, would you say?
Day and a half, you're fishing sun up to sundown, mm-hmm. wherever we're at. Obviously, we have more time. Say the sun comes up at 6 a.m., we fish all the way till, you know, 6 or 7 till that sun goes down. And then we have all night that night to drive home the next day. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's a longer trip, more range, even if we stay closer. Say we fish on the islands, you're all day fishing up the rail.
Now, what about bluefin? Were you targeting the bluefin last summer?
Yeah, we were very lucky. I mean,
we had some great bluefin.
We had some good trips. Like Craig was saying, we got very lucky on that CCA trip, and we were able to.
You won the whole challenge.
Who found that school of fish? I think I was on the roof of the gyro.
I mean, I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was me.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the three-quarter captain came out there and found that school.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. You know, we do everything. When that bluefin showed up, you know, we were fishing offshore a day and a half, so we were doing overnights, doing everything we can to be out there.
How fun.
You know, last year we started fishing in June. I mean, we were one of the first boats that, you know, we were able to get permission to run, and we were on that fish at San Clemente Island for a couple of weeks for everyone else, and it was just all yellowtail. Our first trip, I think we had 85 yellowtail. Killed it.
Wow.
That was good grade of fish, too.
It was great. Yeah. It was all iron fish. It was all surface irons. It was
how
great.
Cool.
Guys
how
were really
fun.
Stoked. So I would say yes, I would, you know, pay attention to our schedule. Mm-hmm. First thing we'll do is overnights, and probably towards the end of March, first part of April, start doing, you know, throw in a couple of day and a half.
And do you post the Fury schedule on DanaWorf.com?
We do as well,
DanaWorf Sportfishing.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go get it, Craig.
All right.
That's
hey,
cool.
Thanks, Dex. Appreciate that. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. Jim from Lakeside is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, being a rather newer fisherman, I was planning on doing a full day trip. And I was wondering if you guys could give me any tips on, like, etiquette. I know I'm going to require a little bit more attention than the rest, but I don't want to detract from some of the more experienced fishermen. So I didn't know if you guys had any tips on etiquette or respect to the other fishermen that I could use.
Right. No, that's a good question. You know, we kind of look at ourselves as like an entry-level landing just right out of the gate. You know, we get a lot of first-timers and a lot of that. So, you know, the guys that know what they're doing don't really require a lot of attention, right? They're already at the rail doing their thing, which kind of does free up an opportunity for the crew guys to kind of give you some pointers and help you out with some stuff. And we're cool with that. You know, we're down on the deck with you. You know, if you have questions, we always tell our people the dumb questions are the ones you don't ask, right?
Totally.
Like, there's no ego. Like, if you have a question, ask us. If you want to know how to set it up, if you're not comfortable, come grab myself or one of the crew members. We'll show you how to tie it and get you dialed in. I think that's the big perception is everyone's just kind of scared to ask the question, and you can't be. Don't be embarrassed. It's no big deal, especially.
I asked a question. I've been doing this for a long time.
Right,
so.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we always tell people.
A little confusing
sometimes. The dumb questions are the ones you don't ask, for sure. So.
The best thing you could do if you're new to it and wanting to jump on, Jim, is just as soon as you get on board in the morning, just introduce yourself to all the crew members and, hey, I'm Jim, what's your name? And just let them know this is my first time doing this. So if I do something dumb, don't be afraid to tell me, and you'll instantly develop that relationship. And Willie or Marcus or whoever is going to, you know, see something and maybe they'll throw you a pointer that's going to help. Like, because then they're going to realize that because same deal. If a guy walks on the boat all the time, you don't want to insult him by telling him he's doing something the wrong thing, too. So just let them know this is your first time, and they're going to offer all the assistance that you could ever need to have a great time on your trip.
Totally. Yeah, we're all about, we want to see you succeed. You know, we have guys like, hey, what should I do? And then we tell them, they go, are you sure?
Yeah.
Right? And we're like, all right,
we're down with you, right?
So, yeah, just take what we have. We want to see you catch some fish. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about DanaWorf Sportfishing. You guys really cater to
We get a lot timers. Of families, a lot of, you know, parents with kids, first-timers. So, yeah, we're cool with that. Mm-hmm. Totally.
You got quite a bit of time
it.
As well, you know.
All right.
You're welcome. No problem.
thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I've learned so many different things over the many years that I've been fishing. A lot of times I forget stuff, too. So, and there's new stuff that comes around
totally.
And stuff like that. Like we were talking about tying dropper loops and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, well, what's the best way to tie this? Don't be afraid to ask.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You might have some way of doing something that's perfectly legitimate
yeah.
and it will totally work. And we're not going to tell you that that's not going to work. We'll
sure.
just show you what we've been doing and what we've been catching fish on will work. And you can take it for what it is.
That's
and you
key.
Want to use it, then.
Yeah.
Go for
as soon
it.
As you tell them it's not going to work,
every
yeah.
single time.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to John, calling us from Upland. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
A couple of years ago, you guys were doing some lobster trips. I went on to Helena, and I think it was a Dave Hansen trip or sponsored, and anyway, it was... All you can eat hamburgers and $2 beers. Do you guys still do that?
No. Yeah, no. Calvin owns and operates the Helena, and he hasn't run any of those lobster trips. It's a specialized deal, right? You can only have so many hoop nets per boat by state law, and it just makes it hard. And you gotta have everyone's Go ID number on every single piece
right.
of tackle. It's just there's a lot of moving parts. There's some guys that are good at it further up the coast that do that stuff and do really good, but
yeah.
I think they ran a few, saw that it was maybe a little bit more than
effort for
a little bit of return. So
the regulations are pretty prohibitive to making it work on a sport boat. Is it doable? Sure, but like you said, it's a lot of work.
A lot of moving parts.
To stay within the letter of the law to do it on a sport boat is tough.
Yep.
Do they really bust you if on the Go ID thing if everybody's Go ID is not on the board?
It depends on how new your warden is, right?
Yeah. That to me is just come on,
totally.
Guys,
totally.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going a little far. I totally get the regulations.
Right.
I totally get making sure that thing is 3 1/4 inches on the carapace. I mean, I get that.
Right.
But
the Go ID on the buoy?
No.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, there's guys that do it, and they'll, put it on, like, a fish tag, right, and clip it to the buoy so it's on there always.
Sure.
But, it's just there's so many moving parts.
We thought we were being as legal as we could be, and we wrote, so I have my Go ID number on the buoys and my wife's and Neil, like, the three people that, fish on our boat all the time. And then, like... You get like the crazy, well, technically, that means you've got more hoops than you're allowed to be fishing because, you can, what I'm saying? Like, I can't have all 10 for just me because one person's not allowed to have a full limit's worth of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, one person can only have five net, Like, you can't have all 10 for one.
For one guy,
So that's a silly part of the regulation.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So
really
technically
is.
My number couldn't be on all 10.
On all 10.
Yeah, God.
But who could, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What?
Good question, but the long and short of it's
not running lobster trip.
But like you're saying, Pete, you keep legal ones and not short ones.
Yep.
You fill out your card. You do all the right things.
Put your dates in.
You're probably going to be fine when it comes to the weird gray area. If you're very clearly following the law on everything else, you're probably going to be fine.
They're not going to go there, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You would hope.
Yeah.
But you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not guaranteeing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't quote it.
Here's a text. I'm a small skiff owner and run out of Mission Bay, San Diego, and Dana Point and local kelp beds. Was wondering if the bait barge in Dana Point ever gets live squid. That's David from Escondido.
That's a good question. No, they don't. They just we don't have the depth in the harbor to keep that stuff.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, water movement is super critical with that squid.
Seems
so.
Like the only ones that get it are up like Long Beach area.
Yeah,
Beach, some Newport.
Yeah.
They got that deep water.
They have
right?
deep
they got
water,
those big channels
a lot of flow.
Where those ships are in and out all the time, right? So, we just don't have that
capacity.
Yeah,
you really just don't see it in San Diego. You don't see it in Dana Point.
Right.
Don't
we
really
may
see
have
it
a,
in Oceanside.
There might be a light boat in front of the harbor, if it gets good. There's some guys that have done that in times past, but it's not in stock.
And a lot of times when you're running over to Catalina, there'll be a light boat in front of Avalon or something like that.
In front of Avalon or something. Yeah. Those full day trips, yes.
Yeah. Stay tuned with fishdope.com. Danny will tell you where.
Yeah, and I'll also tell you, too, on our stretch to the beach, we don't see a lot of squid, so we don't catch a lot on the live squid.
Yeah.
The fin bait is going to fish much better on our stretch of the beach.
There you go.
And then plenty of that in stock at Everingham Brothers.
And thanks to the Everinghams,
Yeah.
They're the Dana Wharf guys, too. Thankfully, right?
Yeah, no, amazing.
So. Well, speaking of fishdope.com and keeping up with the squid, it's time to find out what's biting out there with our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Hey, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the man. Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Good morning, Brian, Pete, good morning, Rick. Hey,
good morning,
I love those two guys that are in there, by the way. Well, actually, I love all four of you. But, hey, fishing. Catalina, you guys are talking about squid. Perfect entry for what I'm going to talk about. There's a bunch of squid on the backside of the island from Silver Canyon down to the east end. There's a lot of squid there. Where a bunch of my private boater buddies were over there this Friday and Saturday night. I talked to them this morning. They had no problem catching bait on their private boats. There's some areas where it's good for the commercial guys, but there's plenty of bait squid back there. You get over there on your skiff and throw your light over. There's plenty of bait to catch. And then poking around the backside of the island, some nice weather. If you could find a little bit of conditions, there was some good calico bass to be had, a couple of nicer yellowtail, nothing wide open. But there was some fish to catch over there, some calico bass. And then on the front side from Long Point down to the can dump, there was bonita to catch because we got nice weather. So all that stuff, it looks like it's all starting to come together. As far as Catalina goes, there's plenty of bait. There's bonita. There's calico bass. There's a little bit of yellow, a little bit of sea bass. And lobster fishing was really good this week over at Catalina on the west end. There was some good lobster to be caught. And all I can tell you guys is get ready. Opening day of rockfish season coming real soon. You're going to see a lot of covers like Marcus was talking about. When you get the boats all going over there to Clemente and fishing that rockfish and stuff, they're going to stumble into that yellowtail. You just watch and hang on because there's plenty of fish to catch. There's no reason to not go fishing, but I'm going to tell you what, everybody is booking as fast as they can. So if you're sitting on the fence thinking about going, you better book sooner than later or you won't have a spot. So that's my report for today.
That's a good report, Dave. And fishdope.com, of course, has all the information you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. If you don't have fishdope.com, you're missing out. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $20 code. And when you want your saltwater guide, how do we find you, Dave?
Gang, I have two more things to say. First of all, good morning, Dad. Good morning. I know you're sitting on the patio listening. And second, Marcus,
yes.
Congratulations to Randy. And you can tell Pete and Rick what I'm talking about after this. But congratulations, Randy. Your saltwaterguide.com. Check me out on the Internet, guys. I will be here for you next Sunday. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Always nice to hear a little Dana Wharf connection with Dave, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, let's jump back into them. Everybody's packed up. If you want to get through on the phones, it's 213-432-1090. We've got a text, though, before we get rolling. This is Goose from Dana. Says, I love fishing sheephead, and I like to bring my own frozen clams. Are any of the trips catching sheephead right now? And what types of bait are offered at the landing tackle shop?
Got it. So, yeah, we are seeing some sheephead and half-day counts. Obviously, that stuff gets, released. In our tackle shop, they do sell shrimp, clam, and some frozen squid and other stuff. We've seen the last couple years, though, like the fresh, uncooked shrimp has been the go-to bait for our sheephead guys. We get some pretty hardcore guys that are just, that's all I can think about is a sheephead, right?
Are sheephead rockfish?
They're not a rockfish, but they're part of that seasonal closure.
Oh, they are part of the season.
For boat-based angler, right?
Okay. Yeah. They're off limits until March 1st.
Right.
Okay. When you say uncooked shrimp, you're going to Point Loma Seafoods and you're just picking up shrimp out of the case. Uncooked, shell on.
The whole deal. You can buy them in frozen blocks at some of the markets and that kind of stuff.
Good stuff.
You know, it's, we have a guy that likes to charter our boat on Christmas Eve and straight sheephead, that's all he wants to catch. And man, we've had some phenomenal sheephead.
That's right.
And it's cool. The commercial lobster guys are kind of stoked, too, to see us out there catching some of that.
No, I'll bet they are.
Eating the legs off all their, all their catch. So.
Yeah, they don't want
bounty on those things.
So lots of sheephead.
That's
cool.
Well,
let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You
got
it, buddy. How about we talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Happy Super Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Question. For the halibut derby, when you guys are going out, what kind of rigs are the guys using on boats? I mean, I've fished halibut before, but never from a sport boat to where, you know, you're drifting and that kind of stuff. What is the go-to setups for catching halibut from a boat like that?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of guys fishing like an 8-foot kind of faster tapered rod with like a Trinidad 14 or a 16. They're fishing anywhere on their braid, 50 to 65 pound braid, and then they're running a 25 to 40 pound mono off of their braid there, and then they're just kind of setting up with their terminal tackle depending on what the conditions are. You know, if there's a little bit of current, the boat's moving kind of quick, then they're going to beef it up with a little bit heavier sinker. Torpedo sinkers fish best. Some guys like to fish those round ball sinkers. I think those things just roll around on the bottom too much and cause problems. But anywhere from like a 4 to a 10, 12-ounce torpedo sinker has kind of been standard for our halibut guys.
And you know, how do you make that judgment?
So the captain will kind of tell you, hey, the water's moving pretty quick under the boat. You guys might want to beef it up sinker-wise. And it kind of depends on how deep the water is. Uh-huh. You know, if the wind's really blowing in the morning off the beach, we get a lot of offshore stuff, as you well know, this time of year. The boat's moving, then you're going to need something heavier to keep your bait on the bottom. And, you know, your bait size will kind of dictate what you're going to use as far as weight size as well. So
when you're fishing, how does it differ when you're fishing on a half-day or a three-quarter-day trip on your boat, versus when Marcus is fishing off at the islands and you're both fishing rockfish? What's is there a difference?
There's a difference for us. I'd say 90% of our rock fishing at the islands is drifting. Different area, different habitats. We have big, long, hard bottom areas, pinnacles, rock, stuff like that. Where
you fishing deeper?
Hopefully this year, yes.
Yeah.
But we are fishing deeper. It's just a different layout, you know. I'd say San Onofre and
yeah, like our hard bottom that we fish is flat. It's pretty flat. There's a couple high spots, but ours is pretty low relief, and our depths are like 40 to 50 fathom is pretty much where we're fishing, and we're fishing on the anchor. You know, we're trying to get on the high spot of that rock where those fish are oriented. You know, we're trying to get it. There's days where we have lighter loads and we'll drift for sure, but you know, we're usually on the anchor.
Yeah, because there's not as much hard bottoms there would be offshore when
mark for a while.
Yeah, right. There's larger areas, yeah. Larger
exactly.
And hard bottom meaning rock and
right
and such.
Rock.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Where rockfish live.
Yep. I mean, we'll catch them in the mud, too. There's been times where we've driven around and seen big stacks of redheads off the hard bottom where they're just living in the mud.
Really?
I'll throw the anchor over in the mud and catch them there, too. So it's just that stuff.
These are game fish, man. They'll follow the bait around for sure.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, everybody loves vermilion, red rock cod.
Right.
What are some of the other species that you guys just say, oh, man, that's a good one there?
You know, I like those speckled rockfish. The ones with all the little specks. I mean, that white meat for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
speckies. Is that like a?
The guys will call them bank perch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are
speckled rockfish. Yeah. Some of those things. We see a lot of boccaccio, of course. Right. Those things are all over the place. Flag rockfish, copper rockfish,
starries.
Lots of starries. Some of those green blotch, and I mean, there's
those green blotch are really good eating.
Yeah, those are good. Everyone's like, oh, it's a cowcod. You got to throw that back. I'm like, no.
not
a cowcod. Yeah.
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 Look real similar, but
they do those dorsal spines, yeah, for sure.
A little different.
Yeah, well, how do you tell the difference between a green splotch versus a cow cod?
Well, the bars on the cow cod are the dead giveaway for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, someone that fishes
and they're 12 pounds.
Yeah,
yeah. Have you been catching some cow cod?
You know, we do see some of those. It's been good to see, and again, that's why it's so important for us to see those descending devices. You know?
Yeah,
we do catch those from time to time along the coast, which. You know, it is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
That's cool. It was a curious question from Steve in Elsinore. Said, have you ever caught a striper when you were running any of your trips?
I have not.
Yes, we have. Yes.
At Catalina.
That's cool.
Catalina. To and from. You know, you got a 20 something miles. You know, between the island, guys like to troll, and they always ask me, "Well, yeah, absolutely." You know, guy throws out a marlin jig. It's happened a few times, yes.
No kidding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Just in the middle of the channel.
In the channel.
Striped bass. I think he's talking. Yeah, I think the gentleman.
Oh,
I was going to say striped marlin.
Yeah, okay, you answered right. Yeah. I asked wrong. But yeah, he was talking about striped bass.
Striped bass, no. I've never seen one.
Never seen one. And they are occasion. Like Gundy will talk about striped bass in the surf.
Yeah, and there's been times where guys have caught them at Catalina. I've seen some of that random stuff. I've never seen one on the beach. I mean,
That would be a cool one to have in your bag of, like, I got a local striper.
Yeah, fly line to a sardine and caught a striper. We've caught some salmon like that along the edge of the kelp, but no, nothing like that.
Yeah, a lot of years since we've seen salmon, though.
Right.
Yeah. We had a steelhead follow a squid snagger ganyon back to the boat one time.
Wow.
Obviously we didn't catch it or anything, but, I mean, clear as day, like, followed the thing up, swam around the boat. Like, there was no doubt about it. We were looking at a trout. Trying to catch salmon on the coast, like North County coastal.
Yeah,
one time. But
that's cool.
Could happen.
Yeah, we didn't get to put. You know, didn't ever come on the boat, but like it was. Yeah, that would have been cool.
Well, that would be cool. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
How about next up? We talked to Kurt. He's hauling from Reno Valley this morning. What's up, Kurt? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're all doing well.
Morning.
I have a comment more than a question. I've been fishing out of Dana Wharf since the 90s. Can't say that I've ever had a bad day or been on a boat with a bad crew. I fished with Brian many, many times. And I can tell anybody listening, you need to get on the boat with Brian. He's a good captain. Now when it comes to the Fury, Mr. Marcus, I've never had a chance to meet you, and I've never been on the Fury. But Memorial Day weekend, I have a day and a half charter on your boat.
Nice.
And we are a crowd that plays hard because we work hard. And I bring dinner. I supply dinner for everybody, even the crew.
Okay.
So when that weekend comes, make sure you're hungry because I bring carne asada and pollo asada tacos.
Right.
There you go.
Sounds great. It's a large time.
Well,
I'm
sure you'll have a great time. Memorial Day weekend. What are you going to be fishing for on Memorial Day weekend, you think?
It's hard to say. You know, we could be fishing the islands. We could have
prime time.
That bluefin's around.
Could be bluefin, yeah.
Could be fishing bluefin. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Day and a half trip gives you a lot of options.
A lot of opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good timing.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great time on your
good
trip.
Luck, Kurt.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text, and more great information with the boys from Dana Wharf. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower 4-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Toy sale for the Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of the Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranks reel. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the Fangalagnac River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Dana War Sport Fishing, giving away a couple of great prizes. It's been a very busy morning on the phone, so if you want to get through, 213 area code 432-1090. Pete, we got another text on the show, and I'm not sure if Pete is in trouble for this or if Wooly is, but it says, great show, love fishing Dana War Sport Fishing. I want to know why Captain Tommy White never comes on your show. And that's from Max in Laguna Niguel.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Tommy likes talking into microphones.
other than on the boat, right?
Yeah.
He's been around there a long time.
He's got whales to follow today.
Is he doing the whale thing? Yeah. All right. Yeah, going to be a good day on the water for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, too, if you are watching the Super Bowl, be sure to see that new Cutwater spot that's going to be out. We're very proud of our great sponsor, Cutwater Spirits. They're going to have Cut out with Cutwater spot on the Super Bowl today.
Cool.
I'm not sure how many times. It might roll a couple times, but certainly watch for that one.
I'll be watching.
And then think of fishing when you see it.
That's cool.
Because they did. It's in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for
the Super Bowl.
Man. That's
pretty cool. Yeah, it's really cool that local company like Cutwater bringing fishing to the international spectrum there. So that's great.
That's bad.
Congratulations to Youssef and all their gang there, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, buddy. Doug in Montebello is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Doug?
Questions. How much is the jackpot now, and how much are you guys charging for fish cleaning?
Boat to boat, huh?
Yeah.
So on the Sum Fund, we do still do a jackpot. Typically, it's like $7, five to enter, a couple bucks if you need a bag for your fish. A lot of guys bring their own bags and stuff. And then it depends on the size of the fish, anywhere from like $1 to a couple bucks for a yellowtail or something bigger like that.
So that's it, huh? Wow.
We understand that
standard.
It's a lot to get on the boat now, right, with, you know, your ticket, your fishing license sometimes, your gas, and if you're a family of four or five, like, it can add up quick, right?
Yeah.
So we try and keep
that's
it as
that's pretty reasonable.
As we try and keep it as
super reasonable as
possible. Yeah. And what about, do you guys do a jackpot on the Fury?
We do. Yeah. We do. Anywhere between $5 to $10. Yeah. Generally, the overnights, we try and do $10, make it worth it for everybody.
Sure.
Day trips, you know, you get more variety of people, so we, you know, $5 is more of a fun, you know, catch a jackpot fish, you know, $5 is more appealing to all crowds, more or less, than $10, so I'm getting serious, you know, trying to win this amount of money or something.
Do you have any memorable jackpot fish on the Fury?
You know, jackpot does complicate things sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, we've had quite a few, you know, over the last few years. I mean, big bluefin, more or less, is
like
what
how
takes
big?
The cake. I mean, we had a couple few fish this last year over 200.
Nice.
You know, but like I said, it does complicate things when you're fishing the kite, when you guys are fishing, you know.
Sure.
One guy at the rail all night fishing the flat fall gets his own fish, you know.
Right.
Or, the deckhand has fish in the kite rig and then hands it to a passenger and, you know, does it count or does it not? But yeah, they're definitely memorable. You know, it's fun. It's very entitling for that person to win the jackpot on the boat.
Sure, yeah, it's fun. Fun time. What about on your boat? Any memorable jackpot fish that you can recall here in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, we have some nice halibut from time to time, some yellowtail.
Like big, what are you talking big?
We've had some 40-pound halibut almost.
40 pounds? 38 pounds?
38 pounds. Yeah. Some nice ones. And the dude didn't enter the Derby.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would have been a guaranteed win for sure.
No doubt.
What about stuff yellow? Like that.
Yellowtail, we see some nice yellowtail sometimes down there. Barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, 40-pound fish.
Ooh.
You know, if you can get a 40-pound fish out of kelp in 10 fathoms, you're doing a good job.
You did something very right, and that fish did something very wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a fish that big should be able to dust you no matter
do whatever
what
he wants.
Line,
he's that big.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Jerry from Dana Point standing by this morning. What's up, Jerry? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. And good morning to the captains there.
Good morning.
I just wanted to relay a tip that I use because you guys are talking a lot about fish and halibut. And one of the tricks I learned was that instead of tying a dropper loop and all those other things, I would tie about a 3-0 hook directly to the line, catch mackerel, and stuff the mackerel with about a 3-ounce weight, and then send it to the bottom, and then drift. And that way there, you don't have all these connections. And it worked out pretty good for me so far as catching not only the halibut, but also white sea bass, and once in a while a yellowtail off of Dana Point.
Huh, stuffed mackerel. Yeah. Interesting, yeah. Never heard of that.
Lots of ways to skin the cat. That's cool.
Yep.
Well, good info, Jerry.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. That does free up 213-432-1090. Andrew's standing by for your phone call. You have a chance to win a pair of 3-quarter-day passes to go fishing on the Sumfun or the Clemente.
Dana Pride,
yeah. And 2 passes to go fishing with Marcus aboard the Fury, too. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty awesome deal there. You want to get through there. Still time.
Good text, especially for this time of year. I'm always amazed at the at how you all take such great pride in the upkeep of your boats. What goes into the maintenance to keep the fleet running so good at Dana Wharf?
Because
he knows Don has a little something to do with that.
Yeah, part of it is you got to understand the whole dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. Like the boats are the business. You have to maintain the boat. It's just how it is. And we're fortunate to where, you know, my boss, Mike, who's Don's son, you know, isn't afraid to spend the money that you need to spend to do it right. And I think that's the key. And, you know, and part of it, too, is you got to have the right guy on the boat that's going to take care of it, you know, a lot of that stuff. Like, if you stay on top of your maintenance and you stay on top of taking care of stuff, then, you know down the road. It's just a return on your investment. And taking care of a steel boat's not easy, right? Those things, you're in salt water and sunshine, two of the worst possible things on the planet for steel, right? So you just got to take care of that stuff. And I don't know, Marcus can say the same exact thing about his wood boat. It's just, you just have to stay on top of it and... You know, it's not hard, but you just got to.
So, and that's the captain's responsibility.
It's not hard, but it's not easy,
right?
Yeah, and you know, for me, like I don't own the boat,
right?
But, you know, the company said, "Here's the boat. Take care of it. If you need something for it, we're going to trust your judgment, and we're going to do it the right way."
It's a reflection on the captain as well.
Yeah. Versus you, you own the boat.
Oh, I'm all of
so
it.
You have to do it all, right?
Yeah.
Including paying the bills.
The best thing I learned was pick and choose your battles. You know, write a list every year of what needs to be done, what you can do, but don't forget about the things you haven't done yet.
Yeah.
But like,
it's a good point.
Wood boats, yes. You know, it's Ditmars. There's Ditmars all through San Diego and all up and down the coast. You know, these wood boats have lasted a long time.
Yes.
And great boats, but like I said, you just got to pick and choose and stay on top of it. You take a lot of pride, you know, making that boat shine, make it look nice, you know, and people compliment on it, and it goes a long way.
If you don't stay on it, the boats can go fast.
And you can tell, right? I mean, it doesn't take much to you can look at a boat anywhere on the coast and be like, ooh.
Man.
You know.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that was the point of his text, is like you look at the fleet at Dana Wharf, and it's just the boats are always,
boats
they always look great. I mean, there's no doubt about
it. Yeah, I mean, like, Chris Pica, he runs a real fun. That thing was built in the 50s. And, I mean, it's got a paint job on it where, I mean,
beautiful.
You would never know unless you knew the history of the boat, you know what I mean? And so it's,
Now, you said steel boats. Which boats are steel?
So the Clemente and the Sumfun are both steel-hulled boats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're steel-hulled. The Dana Pride fiberglass, obviously.
Fiberglass,
and the real
yeah.
fun, you know, an old Norick wood boat. So
wow.
It's, you know, it's just, it's all maintenance.
Yeah.
You got to keep up on it. And there's so many different aspects, you know, from one hull type to the next. You know, fiberglass, pretty basic. You know, yep. some waxing, some polish, and you're good to go. Wood, you know, you got to make sure that yeah. it doesn't dry out on you and everything's good. And steel, you got to stay ahead of the rust.
Yeah.
So it's just the reality of it, though.
For sure.
That's cool.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
Bones are still packed solid. Darren from Murrieta is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Darren?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call.
Yeah, but
I was calling in regard. Oh, no problem. I was calling in. So I've been fishing for a few years, and I've done my biggest was about a two-day trips. And I want to go after some big ones. And I've been hearing the talk on their show and other fishermen talk about Guadalupe Islands. Now, is that, you know, a five-day trip? Was that where the big beasts are that I keep hearing talking about if I wanted to have the experience of locking into like a 1 or 2 hour fish and just cranking?
Well, what's interesting, Mark is going to attest to this, is yeah. that we've had the opportunity here in the last few years to catch these giant bluefin within a one-day trip of the coast, right, Marcus?
Yeah. You know, the last few years, this fish has gotten bigger and bigger every year. You know,
yeah.
we keep seeing 200-pounders, been a few 300, I think, and
yeah.
above that. You know, you want to catch a bluefin, you want to catch a trophy fish. I mean, there's so much opportunity here now to go from a one-day trip to a three-day trip, really. You know, if you want to stay close to home and you know, it's just the dynamics changed. So I mean,
and it looks like it's
going to
be, we're going to have the options this year because, you know, we had our SAC spotter plane pilot tell us they're still here.
Oh yeah,
and there's still a lot of it here.
Yeah.
So hopefully by April-ish, maybe earlier.
Looking for it. You know, it seems like every year you see this stuff down by Colnett, the day and a half boats coming out. You know, fishing the rockfish and the yellowtail at Colnett. You know, there are some of the first guys that see it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's marching its way up the coast again.
Now it's. As far as Guadalupe Island, there's nothing like an experience at Guadalupe Island. Guadalupe Island is such an amazing place to fish. And you need a 5 or 6 day or a 7 day trip to go on one of the long range boats out of San Diego. Right now, we're not able to access Guadalupe because the COVID restrictions down in Ensenada for the clearance and such like that. We're hoping those by the time Guadalupe time comes in, December, good times at Guadalupe Island. I would kind of key in on, you know, that August through December time period for Guadalupe. Hopefully by then we'll be able to get back on Guadalupe and things will open up and we'll be able to access. But certainly there's lots of different opportunities. And your typical Guadalupe Island yellowfin tuna, it's not bluefin tuna down there, it's yellowfin tuna, is going to be anywhere from 50 to 110, 120 pounds, something like that.
Wow. See, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Now,
a beautiful island of fish, too.
That's what I've heard. I've seen pictures. I've seen it on TV. You know, they do a lot of great white shark research out there also.
Oh, yeah. You'll see those.
You're going to do some of that on your own.
Yeah.
And final question, if I were to get on one of those trips, what would be a good pole setup? Like how many rigs would you bring and what test line would you set yourself up with a 5 day trip?
Oh, on a 5 day, multiple. Go see Rick at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. That's a whole show on that
yeah.
one there.
You talked about it a while.
Okay.
50 to 100 pound. Like 50, that's the 50, range.
Okay.
Yeah. And like anything else, you know, you could do a Guadalupe trip very easily with three or four outfits, but
yeah.
you know, maybe call it 40 to 100 pounds would be the range that you're using most commonly there.
And if you don't have it, you can rent it right at the landing.
Most of the boats that fish Guadalupe have loaner gear available through the boat that cost you virtually no money. They don't charge you anything for the rental of it. They just charge you to put fresh line on it. There's new line wound on each trip. So most of the boats that fish that area have gear available for you at virtually no charge.
Yeah, check the different websites. RollStarSportFishing.com, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, ShogunSportsFishing.com, RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com, RedRooster3SportFishing.com.
Yeah, Searcher, there's a lot of great books.
Searcher does the Guadalupe trips too, I believe. Yeah. So Searcher Sport Fishing, there's a lot of. I know I started the list there. I'm leaving somebody out, but
yeah,
there's
a
lot of different boats.
Yeah, there's a lot of different boats
that go to Guadalupe. So just search the different webs, long range websites, and
Vagabond.
Yeah, Vagabond. Get on the trip.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right,
you'll have a great time, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mark? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great. Good.
Gonna watch the Super Bowl today?
At some point.
Yeah.
All right. I got a question. I always see them guys, they hook up their rods to the trolling lines in the back of the boat. What's the biggest fish you've ever seen someone catch on the trolling line?
Marcus was talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a marlin of sorts. Yeah. You know, you don't really see a bluefin on the troll. But I would say we've seen some big yellowfin in this last year, 50 to 70 pounds on the troll. I know a few years ago, one of the Dana Wharf boats, Real Fun.
Yeah, Peak on the Real Fun, he had a blue marlin. I think it was 300 pounds or something.
Whoa! Just on the troll? It's like, oh, we troll. Got one!
Yeah.
That's
pretty
cool. Crazy. Holy mackerel.
I mean, it was Wahoo. You guys had some Wahoo.
Yeah, we had a couple Wahoos during that season.
Time.
That's crazy. So. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Pete, I have some pretty good news for you there. First of all, Roy just got in this morning with a fabulous catch, just an excellent catch of yellowfin and wahoo. The thing I wanted to really point out was that Roy saw big schools, nice schools of bluefin, both large and medium size, at outside colonnette and just below and just above colonnette. So your idea of April is incorrect. It'll be probably early March.
Early March. Frank, that's good.
And I know you're not incorrect very often, Pete, but it really looks like they'll be fish in March. So that, and I also wanted to point out that we've got, besides openings on the Polaris Supreme in April, I've added some trips, 3-day and day-and-a-half trips in late May and early June on the Royal Polaris. So all they got to do is go to the websites. Okay,
Ooh.
Pete?
Ooh, that sounds great. Hey, Frank, we just had a question about Guadalupe, and any word on Guadalupe this year? You think we're going to be fishing Guadalupe in the fall?
Pete, I'm willing to, you know, from everything I can hear, I would say we're 90% yes on Guadalupe.
Okay.
Now, some of the details need to be worked out, and when we know those details, you're going to be the first to know. But I feel very, very confident about us having Guadalupe. By all the actions that have gone on in Mexico, I'm reasonably sure we're going to be fishing Guadalupe, okay?
Well, fantastic. Well, hey, congratulations to Captain Roy Rose. And, of course, Roy will be our guest next Saturday here in the studio. So that's going to be pretty exciting to have Roy right here talking about his great catch that we watched unloaded this morning at Fisherman's Landing. That's going to be cool.
Well, you know that's going to be a problem for you, Pete, because you're going to get a bellyache from laughing so much.
it's going to be a good one, Frank. All right. Well, hey, thanks for that great news and all that. And, okay, bluefin, you heard it, Marcus. Get ready. Bluefin in March. Frank says it, and it's going to happen.
I like it.
All right.
Frank.
Thank you, Frank. See you guys later.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Scott. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Scott? Welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy. It's Scott Sherman here, bud. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hey, got a question for your guests. I've been doing a lot of rock cod fishing down in Mexico. They were closed here locally, and you were talking about putting the plastic on the dropper loop. Do you guys fish that with a lead head, or are you just pinning the plastic on the hook? And if you do use a lead head, what size lead head are you using?
Yeah, so we're definitely fishing it on a lead head, and we're fishing anything from like a half ounce up to maybe like a 1 full ounce. But for us in that sculpin and whatnot, it's been like 3/4 ounce to 1 ounce.
And how long is this dropper loop that you're attaching?
It's not too long. We're making like a 4-inch, 5-inch dropper loop.
Just real short.
Just almost like you're drop shotting for
almost,
bass.
Yeah, I was going to say like a drop shot rig.
Yep.
And just so you know, Sherm, that's going to keep rockfish off of that rig.
If you're fishing in Mexico rockfish. And some of that stuff, you're going to catch some reds on that for sure.
Oh, you will? Okay.
No doubt.
That's what Willie was saying, was that you're going to keep the small rockfish bycatch off, but the other bycatch that they were catching were big reds. So
yeah.
It might be a way of targeting a big one instead of all the flea cod.
Okay.
Right. Instead of a strip of squid where you catch a million little ones, right? We're just fishing that eliminates that whole nightmare. So I bet you catch some nice rockfish on that, Scott, with that.
And you just vary the size of the sinker depending on the drift and the what you're doing.
Yep.
When you're fishing sculpin, are you drifting or anchored?
We're on the anchor.
You're on the anchor.
Yeah, we're on the anchor. You start drifting, then you start catching rockfish.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So we're on the anchor.
Yeah. All right.
That's cool.
New methodology there, Sherm.
I like it.
Yeah, I got to try something new all the time, especially trying to keep the small little bycatch. You know, you spend so much time dropping stuff back down and not fishing. I was looking for a way to try and keep those guys off other than just, fishing the iron and seeing how it goes that way. So this might be a way to do it.
I think it'll help for sure.
And you said you had good whaling with the family yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I finally got my wife out to go do some whale watching yesterday, and we were maybe 6-7 miles outside the harbor, just down past the anchored up cruise ships. And we had a big pot of dolphins that we were checking out and shut off the motor because they weren't moving. They were just puddling on bait. And all of a sudden, here comes 6 or 7 whales right by the boat and just gave us a great show. It was whales on one side, dolphins on the other. It's just amazing to be on the water.
Cool.
Nice.
Beautiful day on the water yesterday for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Sher. What?
I said I even saw some birds working the surface and threw some iron on it, but there was nothing happening.
Just nothing below it. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing at Dana War Sport Fishing. We're giving away a couple of great prizes. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lean cod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sandspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winners. 2 3-quarter-day passes out of any 3-quarter-day trip. Dana Ward Sport Fishing. That's going to Daniel in Murrieta. And then Kurt from Reno Valley. You're going fishing on the Fury. Full-day fishing. Congratulations, you guys. Much appreciate the phone calls, and you are going to love fishing out of Dana Wharf.
Yeah, congratulations, and cool. Thanks for that. And, of course, Marcus, somebody wants to come fishing aboard the Fury with you. How do we do it?
Very easy. You're going to call Dana Wharf Sport Fishing at 949-496-5794. They also have a website for online bookings at danawharf.com. And just click on the online trips there and scroll down. You'll see all days, overnights. And,
do you have a schedule up now?
We do, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see our March schedule up right now and show all the available trips and everything else.
That's when you'll be back fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
March
awesome.
March 1st.
March 1st.
For the opener. You out on that day?
Yes, we are actually.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Sunday from Monday, and we're actually we have a charter here for the first day. So
okay.
We actually will be running on the 2nd
as
our
right.
Official open party trip.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Get that boat work done, Marcus.
Yeah, I know.
It's
yeah.
Coming quick.
Yeah.
What about you, Brian?
So we're cranking. Best same deal, danawharf.com. We've got you can check us out on Facebook. We got a good presence on Facebook and Instagram, kind of keep everyone up to tabs on what's going on at the landing. So you can always call, ask questions, send us an email. But, yeah, online booking. We've got half day, 3-quarter day, 5 to 5, yeah. Level deals.
And you can click on that Dana Wharf banner right on the front
right
page
on the,
of
yeah,
letstalkhookup.com
right
and
right
click you right there. Yeah, easy one. Thanks, guys. Great job.
Great
thanks
show.
To all
Thank
you listening out there and all the people that participated, phones, texts, et cetera. And thanks to Andrew, man on the phones and the board, and, of course, Adam for doing the great job on the app. And we're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, hang on to your hats. Captain Roy Rose from the Royal Polaris will be here. And then next Sunday, Greg Stotesbury, who we now call just an expert angler because that's what he does in his retirement. Going to be a couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening to us today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.